Well, Mark, would you be kind enough to get me a cup of water? I appreciate it. All right. Turn your Bible to John chapter 6, verse 37, and we're going to talk about deadlines. This is just something that just aggravates me a lot, so I'm going to get it out of my craw. John 6, 37. Now, here's the question. When I say deadlines, perhaps you don't know what we're talking about, so let me explain it. We'll give you some background. Some years ago, a good and godly man in our country preached a message called God's Three Deadlines. And he has, in his sermon, three lines or three points in time that you can cross, and if you cross those lines, you're as good as dead and in hell. You could send away your day of grace, and you can commit a sin unto death, and I forget what the third one was, blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And he said, if you do these three things, you grieve the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit departs, never going to call you, you can't get saved. And because of that, there are a lot of preachers and a lot of Christians running around the country teaching and preaching that you can cross this deadline and you're going to die and go to hell. And they'll get to talking about some fella who's done something really, really bad, or a woman who's really, really wicked. And maybe people have dealt with them over and over and over and over again, and they still won't get saved. And you'll hear them standing around at Bible conferences and stuff saying, I believe that boy's crossed God's deadline. I believe he's sinned away his day of grace. Well, I'll just be honest with you, that just infuriates me. One, I give anybody in here $100 cash money, my wife will let me have it, give you $100 if you can give me a reference for a deadline. Now, I've looked real hard myself, see, before I made this statement. I'm going to tell you something, it's not in there. Secondly, if the very concept of a deadline that you can cross while you're still alive is contrary to everything else in the New Testament. Let me show you something. God didn't come and send His Son into this world so that you could die and go to hell. God has done everything that the mind of God could conceive to help you get saved. God don't want you to go to hell. God wants you to come under conviction, repent of your sin, receive Jesus Christ, and go home to glory. God, the Bible said, God hath no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Now, so let me give you some verses on God's opinion about salvation. John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Listen, if that verse means what it says and says what it means, that thing says if you come to Jesus Christ wanting to get saved, he will not turn you away. Well, now, if you cross the deadline, he'd have to turn you away. If you've gone too far in sin, he'd have to say no. Amen? And God's not going to say no. All ye that are weary and heavy laden, come unto me, I'll give you rest. My burden is easy, my yoke is light, and you shall find rest unto your soul. God has promised not to turn anybody away that will come. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, you fellows that have crossed the deadline, the homosexual, the harlot, the drunkard, the blasphemer, if any man will enter in, I will sup with him and he with me. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. That Bible said, I was going to give you all the references, and I got to run in my mouth. Revelation 22:7, whosoever will. Matthew 11:28, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. 2 Peter 3:9, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's not going to send anybody to hell that wants to get saved. I don't care how wicked you've been. You know what the Bible said in John 1:29? The Bible said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. There is not any sin that can be committed that Jesus Christ has not already paid for. You can't commit a sin that can't be forgiven because there's no sin that hasn't already received a payment. Now, if it's paid for, say, get up. I just get kind of rabid with these folks that's got, well, I think he's sinned away his day of grace. Oh, he's going to die and go to hell. He blasphemed the Holy Ghost. Why, you moron, to blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you had to attribute the works of Jesus Christ to the devil while he was on the earth in the flesh. He ain't here. He's not in the flesh. And you can't commit the sin. You couldn't do it if you wanted to. You could cuss the Holy Ghost till Jesus comes and not commit the unpardonable sin. I'm not saying God wouldn't kill you for it, but you still get saved and go home with glory. So all this nonsense about deadlines you can cross, things you can do that makes it impossible for God to save you, I don't believe it. I don't preach it, and I get angry and upset when other people do. The Bible said in 1 Timothy 2:4 that God will have all men to be saved. You see, I like those verses with alls in them. And the whosoever wills. Why? Because there's no exclusions. When the Bible said God will have all men to be saved, and all that come unto me I will in no wise cast out, there are no loopholes. Who is excluded when Jesus says all that come unto me? It doesn't say all except. See, there are no exclusion clauses. There's no qualifying clause in that statement. Jesus just made a blanket statement. If you'll come, I'll save you. Now, I believe that. If I didn't believe that, I might be wasting my time preaching to you. You might already cross some deadline and be on your way to hell, and I'm wasting my breath. Amen? And your time. That's nonsense. Listen, that Bible said over in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. The thing that was sending me to hell was my sin, and the thing that put Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross was my sin. And while I was a sinner, Jesus died for me anyway. You understand the point? The point, if sin is the issue, and Jesus Christ paid the sin, bare my sins in His own body on the tree, what is there left that could send me to hell if I have Jesus Christ? There is nothing. And there's nothing left to keep God from saving me if I'll ask Him to. Because everything that would have sent me to hell has been paid for in the past. Folks get this idea sometimes, I think, that the payment for their sin is in the future somewhere. The payment for your sin's in the past. It's over with. It's finished. Everything I ever did, said, thought, everything I ever will say, do, or think was paid for 2,000 years before I was born.
Right.
There ain't no deadlines. If you'll repent of your sins and ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior, He will save you. So how do you know that? Because He said He would. And God is not a man that He should lie. Amen? So all that stuff, you hear people talking about deadlines and sending away your day of grace and blaspheming the Holy Ghost and all that stuff, just walk on. Just remember they're just dumb. And love them in the Lord and everything, but don't pay them a lick of bit of attention. All right, where are we at now? Next question. What happens at the rapture, and what happens...